It's been called the obscure county election that could change the planet. The Whatcom County Council will decide whether to issue construction permits to Gateway Pacific and whether up to 18-mile-and-a-half-long coal trains a day start rolling along waterfronts up and down the state. The council's power over the Deepwater Port has attracted deep pockets, nearly $1 million in political fundraising so far.
It is not at all normal for us to have this many people caring what's going on up in Whatcom County.
That's Todd Donovan, a professor of political science at Western Washington University in Bellingham. He says part of what's driving this is that the candidates have been told they have quasi-judicial status and should stay mum on the project or risk legal challenges.
So based on that advice, nobody is explicitly saying whether they would vote for permitting or vote against permitting this coal facility. But, you know, that's what a lot of this money is doing. It's letting people connect the dots.
Brendan Chakovich is executive director of the Washington Conservation Voters. They've identified two incumbents and two challengers they think will vote against the coal terminal, and their action fund has spent nearly $250,000 already.
We'll knock on something like 40,000 doors before this campaign is over. It's every day, it's all day. It's been going on for quite a while, and it won't stop until election day.
Chris Halterman is chair of Save Whatcom, a political action committee that formed 2 months ago to counter the aggressive messaging from the anti-coal lobby. It's raised about $170,000 so far, with three big donations from coal companies. But she says the terminal fight carries a larger message.
They're painting it about coal, but really it's so much bigger than that. We have much bigger issues, and yes, there's a lot of outside money coming in. And we here in Whatcom County want to amplify our voice that, you know, we need jobs and business growth here. We need to keep the businesses and industries that are here and not threaten them by shutting it down.
The environmental groups have outraised Save Whatcom by about 3-1. But Professor Donovan says these races typically split nearly 50-50 along partisan lines. So it'll be interesting to see how the big outside money affects the election outcome. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.